This is our town.
We've got a special guest in the studio with us this morning. We're catching up with Andrea. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
All right. Now, you gave me a call. You said, I want to pop in. I want to have a chat. And you spoke to me about, you know, you've got into DJing and putting on some very special events. So I suppose first and foremost, yeah, tell us a bit about yourself and, why you chose to start your DJ career.
Well, last year I turned the tender age of 50. And all of a sudden thought, hey, why not start a new hobby?
Yeah.
So I borrowed some friends' decks and I just started playing like some old school classics, you know, like your movie theme, like Flashdance and Fame and all those. But I found like quite dancey versions of those. So it's, it's just real fun music and it just made me smile and give me joy every time I played it. And I sort of thought, well, I wonder if other people would like to listen to this type of music as well. So I just took it upon myself to do a bit more practicing. And I thought, I might host some public events. So I think if I waited until I was an expert, it would never happen. Yeah. So I just dive straight on in. So every couple of months I've been hosting a ladies dance party, which is drug and alcohol free. I have been having them at the Greenock Museum Gardens. It's got a beautiful big grassy dance floor where people can kick off their shoes and, you know, do the old dance like no one's watching because no one really cares what you look like or how you dance. It's just, it's all about having fun and, you know, meeting people as well. So I think these days it's a little bit harder to actually get out and meet people. And I just have found that the social connection side of it is really good as well.
So, I mean, that's pretty big jumping from here's a hobby to, all right, let's put on some events. What was that like for you, you know, putting on and doing your first show?
In a word, terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had so much adrenaline in my whole life because I just didn't know, you know, you put so much pressure on yourself, but I didn't know if I'd be able to hold it together or not. It went pretty well. And just the, you know, the expression on people's faces, the laughing, the dancing, the camaraderie, it was all worth it. So hence I've kept it going.
Yeah, because that was going to be my next question. Yeah, how has it been received and how have people reacted to it? So obviously they're loving it and they keep coming back.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because it's often there's more people there that I don't know than I do. So, everyone's busy. So people don't often come to all of them. It's just if they're around. And what else is on in town as well, I guess. And it is a little bit further out of town, but I think that that's what sort of makes it quite unique as well because you're under the big, beautiful trees and been so lucky with the weather every single time. Well, I hope I'm not going to put the moz on it. But, yeah, the weather has just been great. Haven't had any 40-degree days and we have it sort of later in the afternoon. So usually crank it at about 5 for an hour. And then we stop and have a bit of a chat and a cup of tea and some little snacks and stuff. And it's a good chance to, you know, chat to people that you haven't necessarily met or people you haven't seen for a long time. And then do another hour and it's all wrapped up by 7:30.
Wow, that's nice. All right. So, let people know, where is the next event going to be and where can people get the tickets?
Great. So, the next event is this Saturday, which is the 18th of May. I have a Facebook page with the link to the tickets, which is Transcendence with ANCE.WA. The link for the Eventbrite tickets are on there. If people have any questions, they could just send me a message. But otherwise, it's $15. Pretty affordable. This one is actually back to the 80s. So I've been doing a few different themes. So this one is 80s. So feel free if people want to come to bust out some some bright colors and any kind of gear that's 80s related, and just come and have some fun.
Yeah, if you're looking for a good ladies' night out with your mates or even just on your own, maybe to meet some new people, once again, Trance and Dance, get on to that Facebook page. We'll have the link on our Facebook page a little later on this morning as well, and get along this Saturday and have yourself a great evening. Sounds amazing. All right, well, thank you very much for your time. Anything else you'd like to mention about it all?
Well, no, I guess it is definitely the start of a bit of a increasing hobby for me. Mm. So I'm hoping to play some other events around Geraldton as well in the foreseeable future. So, yeah, always happy to have a chat and take requests if people want to hear one of their old favourites. So, yeah, just appreciate the chance to let people know about it.
All right, brilliant. That's Trance and Dance. Again, they have a next, Andrea has her next gig coming up this Saturday. So, yeah, looking for a ladies' night ticket, just $15. Get onto it. Don't miss out. Thank you very much for your time. And, have a great gig on Saturday.
Great. Thank you.